The children are collecting change for missions. If you turn in your blue hymn books to page number 593, we will sing the first and third verses of Here I Am, Lord.
By the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make the darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go. Poor and lame, I will set a feast for them. My hand will save. Finest bread I will provide till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send?
Our joys and concerns this morning, I ask that you remember the family. Jackie Godey is a church member here. Her husband, Bernard Jr., passed away this week. So I ask that you remember the Godey family in your prayers. Also continue to remember Peggy Mattingly. Her husband, Joe, passed away this past week. And also the family of Roy Gray. Roy passed away, I believe, in the night. So I'm sure the Gray family would also appreciate your prayers, too. And I remind you, don't leave this here. Take this with you. These are names of people that need your prayers, and they're on there for a reason. So take it with you this week. Please keep it by your prayer chair. Remember them each in your prayers. I also have a joy to share. I have recently found out that we have Amber Campbell has moved back to our area, her and her husband Gary, and we're glad to have them back in Warsaw. So welcome home, Amber. Yeah. We're going to get to watch that little one grow after all. We'll be excited about that. If you please bow your heads with me. Lord, we so often take for granted the quiet. We're used to our lives being busy and throwing out a quick prayer here and there, which is good. But we forget to be quiet. We forget to listen. Because that's when you speak to us. We ask that you be with these persons that we've named. Be close to them. Let them feel your presence and your love. We ask that you be with those that are sick, that they feel your healing touch, and also that we're stirred to be there for them, whether it be a prayer, whether it be an act of kindness. We ask that you go with us this week, walk with us, stay beside us, so that we feel your presence in our lives, and therefore we're there for someone else. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.